Monsters are dangerous, and just now, kings are dying like flies.
I am the king!
Fuck the king.
Game of Thrones, Wieners and Such, live on morelikeradio.com. Today we're reviewing Season 7, Episode 6, Beyond the Wall.
Awesome!
For those of you who don't know, we have a rotating cast every single week. But however, it constant is myself, Royce Lopez. And Marie Lopez is here.
Hey, I'm here.
Dutch is here from Dutch and Royce and Hippo Juice.
Hello, everyone.
Ryan is here from Hippo Juice.
Hello.
Mitch is here from Dutch and Royce.
Actually, in my place, it's Sterling, my dog.
Hi, Sterling.
Hi, Sterling.
We are reviewing this week, like I said, Beyond the Wall. One more episode after this one and the season's over, which is a bummer. I know, right?
I asked this in the show before, yeah. But can you reiterate to everybody, like, why the fuck aren't they doing 10 episodes like they normally do?
They don't want to see people happy.
I think they're splitting it up and I think all their filming had to be done in the snow because now the winter's here. So those are my theories, but you know how it is. Same thing with Breaking Bad. They split it up the last two seasons to six episodes seasons. They're just trying to make as much money off of it as possible, you know? I mean, that's
a lot of anticipation, I would guess.
Yeah, I would say that's the real reason.
Well, but aren't they also ahead of the books anyway? So now coming up with original
this is
story
all
brand, makes
yeah,
it
this
difficult?
Is all, this entire season's been original stories, as far as I know.
Yeah, I believe they are ahead of the books, correct.
Man, people are freaking are obsessed. It's crazy because, I mean, I'm not on all the shows, but you heard about the people who got arrested for hacking into HBO and
yep.
and they found the pictures of the actor who's going to play Aragorn and like, yep. Yeah, people are obsessed with this show.
Well, this episode, Beyond the Wall, actually leaked. It leaked on Thursday and HBO accidentally leaked it themselves.
Like HBO India.
HBO Spanish, I think. Not even India. I think it was HBO Spanish, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It was two.
Here's the difference, though. It still put up 16 million live viewers.
It's still 16 million legal live viewers.
On a paid cable channel.
Yeah, it was leaked a couple days early, like Thursday, and it still broke records for most viewed live show ever.
Probably like everyone else, I don't watch the leak because you stream, like the quality's not as great.
Well, this quality was good. This quality was good because it was HBO who leaked it, so it was their version of. So it wasn't like a watermark. It was literally 1080p, like what they streamed on HBO Go. So this one was
not
good.
Not that we saw it.
No. Of course not. We would never. How would, who
you
would
heard
do
it
that?
Was great quality.
I heard the quality was really good.
I actually saw it Sunday. I waited. I mean, I had it on. on Cody, but I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, there were a lot of memes. One of them was from Narcos, Pablo Escobar standing with his arms behind the back. Goes, when you watch Game of Thrones early, and then you have to wait 10 days instead of 7, and he just looks all sad. And that was one of the things in it. It's true, man. It's like, so then you're bummed because you have to wait. But then again, I watch it again live, and I watch some of it again today. But I always watch it a few times for this show specifically, you know, to see if I catch anything.
It was the best episode of Game of Thrones, and honestly, it was the best episode of any TV show I'd ever seen.
All right,
I was like a little kid. I mean, the anticipation, yeah. I was going crazy watching. How are they going to get out of this pickle?
You could ask Marie. At some points, I was standing up.
Oh, so
like,
was I.
I was like, me too.
It was like watching a football game that you were doing. I was standing up.
I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
All I'm doing is yelling the whole time at the TV. I'm like, you have a hammer. They're not going to go. Why aren't you hitting the ice with the hammer?
Oh, that's a good
call.
Well, we can get to that in a second. But as of right now, at least with the way the episode started out, Jon Snow, the Brotherhood, and who's the wildling name with the redhead guy? I forget his name.
Oh, God.
No one remembers any of this. Wildling.
Anyways, that group, you know, at the end of last episode, you see them basically trudging through.
Just call them the A-Team.
The A-Team was trudging through the tundra, basically, at the start of the episode.
Tormund.
Thank you.
Tormund. There it is.
I love how they put all the badass people together, but they make sure to throw in 3 or 4 extras.
They could be killed off later.
Know they're not gonna. It's like a Star Trek episode. Anybody who's wearing a yellow outfit in Star Trek, you knew they were gonna die.
Red shirts.
I apologize.
All the funny small talk in this scene was amazing. Like it had to be. Yeah. Like here. Well, here's a little bit.
Too much time with the free folk. Now you don't like kneeling. Mansraider was a brave man. Proud man. The king beyond the wall never bent the knee.
Oh, with the bending of the knee.
How many of his people died for his pride?
Which, by the way, I think this conversation is one of the reasons, and also Danny coming in to help him with the dragons, why at the end he goes, I bend the knee. At the end of the episode, he says, you'll bend the knee to her, to Danny. I think that conversation is
Can I bring something up real quick that is sort of show related, but not really? But have you guys been watching Hard Knocks on HBO?
No, but I know it's Tampa Bay this year.
Tampa Bay. And so what they have been doing the last couple of weeks in a row is when the credits are coming up, they have these outtake scenes where they're going to like Jel McCoy and, you know, Jameis Winston or whatever. And it's just all of them doing nothing but talk about Game of Thrones. It's hilarious. And you see like Jel McCoy, you know, they cut to him and he's like, man, what the hell's going on with Jon Snow? Like, you know, Danny was basically saying, bitch, do you not see those 3 dragons I have outside? You know nothing, Jon Snow. It was really funny to watch, you know, these like professional athletes. And they were talking about the episode that happened that week. It was really, that's what's great about that show, in my opinion. But if you guys are into sports at all, just make sure you stay through the credits. Like, they are constantly talking about Game of Thrones.
Now, this scene here, you have Prince MC Hammer getting over the fact that they tried to sold him to the Red Witch,
right?
And they even, you know, even the line like, "Oh, you know, she strapped me down and took my clothes off." Doesn't sound that bad, you know?
I love that, man. That character Man Bun, they didn't have enough of him. I actually liked him.
Man Bun. Oh,
that's what they called him in the show.
This is great, Jorah and Snow.
I want you to know that every mutineer found justice.
Can't think of a worse way for him to go. The Night's Watch was his life.
Can Jorah Mormont stop being so serious all the time?
No, he really is serious.
My father was the most honorable man I ever met. He was good all the way through. And he died on the executioner's block.
Your father wanted to execute me, you know.
I heard.
He was in the right, of course. Didn't make me hate him any less.
I'm glad he didn't catch you.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Like, that's what was happening. Like, all these people that have either families wanted to kill them or they used to be enemies now or try to sell them into slavery. And now they're all just like, fuck it. You know, there's fucking White Walkers. The rest of this shit doesn't even fucking matter. This scene was really cool. Jon Snow trying to give his sword back to Jorah because he did say that the sword did initially belong to his family.
Can I just say before you, I want to touch on the last thing you said about how now that there are bastards kind of doing all the work, no one can be mad at them because they're not real family members.
Right.
And so for the very first time, because they're not associated to any house, to any family, everyone's like, all right, I guess we'll just be cool because you don't have a side. You're neutral.
Right. So, yeah, I hear Jorah says, you know, the sword's yours, tells him to keep the sword.
You think Jorah's thinking about taking it back for a second?
Now, Ryan, you sent me the meme when they were like, hey, are we still talking about the sword?
I know.
Yeah, when it's
clear. I always love her and I will always pine for her, but I know that she'll be in safe, good hands. Like, are we still talking about the sword?
It's clearly Danny, because that's exactly what was going on here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I didn't put two and two together just now.
Yeah, like, well, she's yours now. Take care of her, because Jorah the friend zone is not, you know. That's because
I was seeing a thing. I'm like, why the fuck was that scene even in here? Who gives a fuck about a sword? But now it makes sense.
I think, yeah, it was one of those allegories, dude.
I was like so like stressing out that he was going to take the sword back. I'm like, John, you are still unaware that that Valyrian steel has dragon glass. That's why it kills White Walkers.
Now
you still don't know it, do you?
Now
give it away.
This scene here with Arya,
and Arya is becoming a cunt.
Arya is becoming a scary bitch.
Yeah, because
she really is becoming a cunt for no reason. Like, she has no reason to be this much of a dick.
Oh, she had so many years to get angry at her sister, and so now she's just releasing all this pent-up aggression.
Now, during this little scene here where she's calling her out for you know, the note that she found that Littlefinger set up, I asked Marie, whose side are you on? And Marie goes, Sansa. Like, Sansa's being more reasonable one right here. Does everyone agree that in this scene, at least, Sansa's more reasonable?
Here's the thing, is with Arya going through what she went through, and with both of them going through fairly horrific shit in there, she's still holding on to petty nonsense that, like a sister fight.
You were wearing a prettier dress than me at Dad's funeral.
Yeah.
You know, on Instagram, I follow Game of Thrones Not Official.
Right.
You know, they just post a bunch of memes and pictures. And one of them was, it was a scene right here, them two right next to each other. And at the top it said, your memory is dick. And then right below it is a picture, a still of Sansa being held back when her dad's getting his head cut off, screaming, no, stop, make him stop.
Yeah.
Because she's telling him how she's just sat there and did nothing.
Right.
She lost her mind, was yelling. They were holding her back, and Joffrey got pissed at her.
No,
I don't know. I don't like.
I'm starting to. I used to love her, and then in the last two episodes, with her dickishness, I'm. I don't know. I'm starting to turn on her.
I still kind of hate Sansa, but yeah, Arya's being a dick.
Oh, you can never hate a redhead.
She's
a redhead girl.
Sansa doesn't bother me at all. She's smart. Like, in this political world they live in, she's doing what she has to do.
She's always been the unremarkable one.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hating Sansa less and less, and Arya more and more.
Well, like, Arya was trained to be a faceless, one of the faceless people, whatever.
Right.
Jon Snow is the king of the North. Rob Stark was killed, but so he does. I guess that doesn't really count for him.
Spoilers.
But. So she's where she is, but she hasn't really done anything awesome aside.
She's
from
kind of been
enraged.
A sideline. She's just.
They
been,
even talk about it. They even say that. Well, while you were off training, Jon lost the Battle of the Bastards. I brought the freaking Holy Knight's Grail or whatever the hell it was to march over here and win.
Because Littlefinger wants to fuck her. That's the only reason.
I love Littlefinger though. I love how that last episode, how Arya thinks she's so smart and clever, but she's just never been around anyone who is smart and clever, and Littlefinger just played her easy.
I love his character, too. Like, I was, you know, I usually always text my sister when we watch the show, like, at the same time, and she hates him. And I'm like, he's awesome.
I think
I have a bias because of The Wire, but I still think he's awesome.
I love him. He's just smart. You know what he said two episodes ago when he's like, you imagine every scenario, play them all out in your head. So that way, when anything happens, nothing surprises you because you've seen it before.
OK, let's play Let's play a little bit here of Arya and Sansa, just a little bit.
Entire family for my beloved Joffrey.
Oof. Low blow.
You should be on your knees thanking me. We're standing in Winterfell again because of me. You didn't win it back. John didn't win it back. He lost the Battle of the Bastards. The Knights of the Vale won the battle, and they rode north for me while you were off, where, traveling the world?
I was training.
Training? Well, while you were training, I suffered things you could never imagine.
Just say rape. You've been raped.
Oh, I don't know about that. I can imagine quite a lot.
You never would have survived what I survived.
Rape? Just say rape.
I guess we'll never know.
You could have just said it in two words.
But Sansa's right. Arya would have never survived because she immediately would have got all stabby and angry. Like, yeah. Sansa knew how to wait it out.
That's a good point.
She knew how to sit back. Like, she knew what to do.
That's a very good point. Arya was very, 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 is very impulsive. And that would have absolutely, like, Sansa had to just kind of take shit and be quiet and just wait and see what would happen. That's a good point.
So,
dead animals hanging behind her.
Right now, she saw us fighting. This is
and
exactly what she
even
wants.
More good points is Sansa saying, "Can we get over the petty historical shit? Because we both have a common enemy right now. Let's
work together." What horribleness did Arya go through? By the way, I mean she got stabbed. I remember that, and she fell in the water.
She was in that cult for a long time. The many faced. Assholes.
But she chose to do that. She wanted to do that.
That's
like,
true.
She was
at first, but I don't think she enjoyed it once she got in the cult.
It's not as bad as, I mean, literally the two most hated characters this show has ever seen raped her nonstop, Sansa.
That's a very good point. That's pretty, the most hated characters, you're right.
Joffrey and Bolton both raped her nonstop.
Yeah, and I know Arya knows both of them, so I feel like that if they just sat down and talked and related to each other for a little bit, they'd be on the same page. Instead, they're just both playing a dick measuring contest of who went through more shit.
Well, that's a draw, because they're girls.
Here you find out that the Hound finds out that the Tormund is digging Brianna Tarth.
Don't give two shits about wildlings. Gingers I hate.
Gingers are beautiful. We are kissed by fire. Just like you.
Don't point your fucking finger at me.
Oh, we know you were traumatized by fire.
Did you trip into the fire when you were a baby?
I didn't trip. I was pushed.
By the
Ever
mountain.
Ever since you've been mean.
Will you fuck off?
I don't think you're truly mean. You have sad eyes.
You want to suck my dick, is that it?
Dick?
Cock.
Now, see, dick. That is one of the most relatable little jokes ever, is there would be dialect differences and different colloquialisms.
Yeah, good point.
If I ever get back there.
But you talked over the best part, Marie.
Cock? Yeah, I bet you'll like that.
He goes, dick, I like that. Bet you do.
Brienne of Tarth.
You know her?
You're with Brienne of fucking Tarth.
Well, not with her yet.
Not yet.
But I see the way she looks at me.
How does she look at you? And she wants to carve you up and into your liver?
You do know her. I want to make babies with her.
That was one of the best lines in the whole episode.
You do know her. That
conquer the world.
How did a mad fucker like you live this long?
I'm good at killing people.
Great line. I'm good at killing people.
And I love his stupid freaking thing that people here still do. And he's like, oh, I couldn't breathe in the south. Winterfell's the north. I'm like, all right, we get
it.
You live beyond the wall. Yeah. Enough. Guy who's from New Jersey and talks about how Georgia's not cold.
We all know that guy. So at
like, this
point,
isn't cold. This is cold.
At this point, I will bring this up later in the episode. You all feel like they walked a really long time, right? Were we not all thinking at this point that days had passed?
I don't think
days. I wasn't thinking days had passed.
Like,
you saw the episode end with them walking out the wall, and then they walked for this long.
Yeah.
Not to mention that when idiot was sent the ravens out, the ravens didn't fly very, or the crows, they didn't fly very long
ravens.
Before they saw the Army of the Dead, so it wasn't that long.
Well, I know that the Army of the Dead were close, but I just didn't know they were that close. Hold on. Is Mersh calling in to say a few words?
Hey, Mersh.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hello, Mersh.
Hey, what's up? We're talking wieners and such.
Yeah,
right?
We're talking wieners and such, my friend. No Iron Bank right now, but we are talking Beyond the Wall.
No Iron Bank. See, that's my biggest problem. There's not enough Iron Bank stuff. You guys don't understand the complexities of banking in Westeros and Essos. You got to get, see, the thing is, right, there's interest rates, and you got to get the gold all the way from Essos to Westeros. You got to take boats, and then there's dragons and stuff. Those guys are the real heroes behind the scenes. They're the real players of the game. Am I right?
I'm thinking spinoffs. I'm thinking Iron Bank, Game of Thrones. I'm in.
They're the 9-to-5 like, button pushers.
All I know is watching this show, I'm like, there's dead people in the wall, and I'm losing my mind. I'm like, oh, wait, they're going to talk about mortgage rates. I'm like, all right, great. Let's learn
hey,
about
did
this.
Anybody check? Did anybody check the credits on Game of Thrones to see if they put the guy from the Iron Bank's name in triple parentheses?
No, yeah, we have to find that. We're not sure, yes.
I didn't know if that was a thing.
It was
I
implied.
Only called to ask you guys one question. Has anybody brought up the fact at this point, like, when do we get to a point where we just start going, you know what, John, all your ideas are terrible. Like, literally, every idea you've had up to this point, you mean well. I get it. But he's basically like the Angela Merkel of Westeros.
He's literally...
Like, he's just basically like, oh, let all the immigrants in. It's fine. Look, we're going to go over the wall. No problem. We're just going to get one dead guy. Like, every plan is terrible. He's like the... Like, Winterfell is like the Germany of Westeros. Every 100 years, they ruin everything.
It's a good point. Jon Snow has had ideas so bad, it's literally killed him. And he's like, hey, but wait a second. This time it's going to work, though. Like, for real.
Dude, not one person in the room went, this might be a bad idea. But no, take you know, seven guys to go tame a fucking undead guy. Good plan.
You know what, though? He said it a couple episodes ago. He said, you made me your king. I didn't want to be the king. I didn't ask to be king. I don't think I should be king. You guys made me king, so here I am. So at least he admits
let's be
he's
fair.
Not
hurt. Let's be fair. Northerners in this show have never not been dumb.
Yeah, that's a
They're
good point.
They're pretty much just Scottish people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I love how Jon
Snow... It's
raining,
it's cold, and everybody's miserable, and they're all really stupid.
He realizes how dumb he is when he says about how his father went south and died, everyone went south and died, and here I am going south again anyway, because I'm stupid.
Well, they killed my father. They killed my brother. Well, anyway, I moved to the south. Like, what? What are you not getting about this? Stay home!
Oh, it was a series of unfortunate events that had to happen to leave.
I don't understand. Why do they need Cersei and her 11 guys that are left to fight the fucking White? Like, they have Dragon Lady. Why don't they just go, let's just try our odds with what we got. We got three dragons. Fuck it.
Marco says, Tormund said, smart men don't do shit like... Don't do shit like this to John. Yeah, that's a good point. Even this dumb idiot Tormund, like you're pointing out, he goes, John, this is pretty stupid. Like, even when the dumb people are like, why are we doing this? Is this a good idea? Like, it's
yeah, I should have not came. I should have just let the red shirts go.
Yeah, this exactly. Like you said, the red shirts.
By the way,
I'm sorry.
No, I have to tell you, Merch, on a completely unrelated matter. Last night, I don't know how late it was, I saw your profile picture with proud parent of a gay dog. And I cannot tell you how long I laughed needlessly to the point where I woke my wife up. And when I showed her, I said, I know you're mad. It's 3:30 in the morning, but let me show you why. The fact that she didn't stab me was amazing. It made me laugh so hard, that photo of you. And I don't know why it does.
Listen, I'm not going to disown my little fur baby just because he's different. You know?
That's fair.
We've got entire crosswalks dedicated to my puppy now. So okay.
It is the best photo I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, by the way, this scene right here where Tyrion is talking to Dany and they're like two. It's like Dany's talking to her gay friend. Who's like, whoa, Jon Snow, huh? And she gives the face like, I don't like him, whatever. Like, I don't like Jon Snow. Like, whatevs. No.
He's too short for me. As she's staring at a fucking midget.
As she's staring to a midget. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we ushering this woman up on our shoulders as the ultimate diplomat? She doesn't even have enough self-awareness not to make short jokes in front of a midget.
I know she's
and
not.
She's going to be in charge of our foreign policy?
Well, to be fair, Jon Snow did bend the knee at the end of the episode.
Yeah, he bent more than his knee. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He had sex with his aunt.
Oh, yeah. No, when you put it that way, you make it weird.
I love how he points out to her all these heroes who just go in action and die. They were all in love with you, so maybe you have the problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's like, I wonder who the problem is.
Yeah, Daenerys is the ultimate modern female. Yeah, you're not the common denominator, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's everybody else. Yeah,
sorry. Sorry, you're still living off your daddy's fucking name, you asshole.
You're putting unrealistic expectations on all these dudes, and that's why they're going out. They're like, fine, I'll fine, whatever, like Khal Drogo. I'm going to walk into a sword if that's what you need. Just shut up.
Yeah, just...
Daenerys Targaryen reminds me of, like, you know, like if Obama's daughter was going off about the wage gap. Like, enough of you already, you fucking spoiled twat. Oh, Jesus. Let me ask you guys one question. Is Daenerys Targaryen, does she have anything that a man didn't give her at some point?
Hold on, let me think. No, actually.
Think about it.
Dragon eggs? No, someone gave her those.
Think about it.
I'm thinking. Actually, I'm really thinking. No, everybody. A man
and
has
I'm
given.
I'm gonna leave on that note. Good night, kid.
Fuck. All right, Mike. Later, Marsh. Jesus Christ, that's a very, very good point.
Well, she only gets paid 78% of what all the other kings get paid.
I don't know if that's true. But you know what, Ryan? The problem is there's not a lot of queens in the tech industry, and that's whose fault is that? You know, whose fault?
What was his
that?
Question? I was taking a shit during that entire.
Oh, he goes. Does Danny have anything that wasn't given to her by a man? And really, when you think about it, the dragon eggs. Think about this. I'm trying to see if we can catch him on anything. Let's think here. The dragon eggs were given to her by What's his face?
She got control of the Dothraki army because Khal Drogo made her Khaleesi.
Correct.
The Red Witch, or not the Red Witch, the Witch Doctor Witch that took away her baby kind of...
No, but that hurt her. That didn't help her.
Yeah, but that kind of made her...
Took away her baby. That's a good thing. Yeah, no, pretty much.
I got nothing.
Yeah, it's dudes.
Zombie brother zombie polar bear.
Oh, yeah. Zombie bear. So they're all yo, that can't be a zombie bear, can it? Oh, shit.
Oh,
so
here it
hold
is.
On. So there was, like, how many of them? It looked like there was, like, five at first, and then it ended up being two and only one attacked.
Did I read that wrong? I've watched this twice, and I don't know who that is that got hit by the bear.
Yeah, who are these
first.
Extra dudes that were dying? This is the bear zombie scene, by the way. The bear walker
You could see
scene.
Them earlier. They were pulling a sled or some shit in the background.
But who are they? Were they ever introduced to us?
No.
They're probably just the Brotherhood. Guys,
yeah, they're probably just extra Brotherhood dudes,
extra expendable dudes that can be killed.
The red shirts,
yeah, the red shirts.
By the way, this fucking scene was terrifying.
I was
really
see, it just scared her again. It just scared her again. It is terrifying.
Well, because you can't see the bear coming, and then flame swords,
fire swords. I was standing up screaming, oh my god, fire swords.
Yeah, but we knew they could do that.
I know, but Ryan!
We haven't seen it in a while.
They were hitting a bear!
A zombie bear! With fire swords!
But last time that he lit a fire sword, the sword ended up breaking because the fire made it weak.
Well, not this fire sword.
Not this fire sword.
Not this time. This time, the fire sword was able to be inside the zombie bear's mouth and not
break.
It's
still on fire, by the way.
And he's holding it with his left hand. Not getting cut or burnt at the same time.
Well, it's magic. It's a magic sword.
It's a magic sword.
It's his sword, so it doesn't hurt him.
Here's the part that I didn't understand. So they hit him with fire swords. They hit him with all sorts of things, and one guy came up with a steak knife, and that's what killed it. I don't understand. Like, I'm being serious. Like, is that have like some sort of dragon glass? Because I thought you could only...
I'm watching this scene again, and I don't... What you happened? Could only... What was that?
You could only kill them with dragon glass. That was the whole point of dragon glass.
No, Valyrian steel is not the... I don't think Valyrian steel is the same thing as dragon glass. And you can get them with fire, Valyrian steel, or dragon glass. Those three things.
Mm. Right. The only thing that can kill dragons is dragon glass.
I thought they needed the dragon... That's the whole point Jon Snow went there, was to get dragon glass.
You can use dragon glass to kill zombies as well, but... Valyrian steel, I guess, still works.
I don't think
clearly
they...
when he,
yeah,
Judge. I think you're wrong about the dragon thing. Like
Judge,
because we were able to pierce a dragon through the heart just with a wooden spear that was big enough.
It didn't pierce through the heart.
No, that had dragon glass.
That was some kind
it.
Of ice spear.
That was dragon glass.
I thought it was just a big spear.
No,
trust me, he was dragon.
I'm not talking about in this episode. I'm
talking about the episode before the one when
it shot it through the skeleton head.
Right. Oh, it hurts them.
Well, they hit him in the shoulder.
It won't kill immediately like it did at the end of this episode.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You said that the only thing that kills a dragon is dragon glass, and I don't think that's right.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. A really good thing to kill dragons with is dragon glass.
That's fair.
Dragon glass is a multitasker.
It's a very good effective method to killing dragons. You can try building big spears, but it's probably not going to work.
So does this mean that the Lord of Light is real? The fact that
so great question.
People back from the dead. And
they established that. Oh yeah. Did the spirituality in this world?
Not only is it
real thing.
I love in Game of Thrones how everyone has a different god and they're all real that do shit. It's like American Gods. The TV show.
Well, the one that actually does the most from what we've seen so far in this series is the Lord of Light.
Now this scene here, we have Littlefinger talking to Sansa and basically saying like, well, if Brienne heard that somebody was, you know, going against either one, she would have to intercede. And then I'm thinking to myself, is Littlefinger telling her to have Brienne intercede? But instead, Sansa sends Brienne off to King's Landing. Which I thought was really, I don't understand what's her end game.
Feel like Sansa is worried about perhaps Brienne siding with Arya, uh-huh. or just being worried about Brienne in general. Or Sansa feels like that she needs to be her own person and not getting help from anyone.
I think Marie's right, because at one point he said they're assigned to both of you, and knowing that Arya has that letter. She knows that Brienne's going to go with the route of honor at all times, even though she's sworn to both of them.
Hey, so I just got back and I see the Littlefinger and Sansa are on there. Have you guys discussed the fact that Arya
is an ass and we hate her? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to like say anything before the episode gets there. I don't know. Never mind. I'll wait for my cue.
Okay.
So here. Sansa, I feel like right now Littlefinger, despite the fact him being a scheming, conniving asshole, probably gave Sansa some real and good advice.
That's what it was. That's what I was going to say.
I couldn't tell.
Do you think that's actually Arya right there?
No, Arya, I don't think Arya has killed Littlefinger
Hold
yet.
Hold on. I didn't even think that, but it doesn't...
That's
yeah.
Not a bad theory, actually, Leah.
But I think she would... Yeah, I think Arya has to kill them to take their face.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think Littlefinger's
Does
dead.
She?
Yeah. I don't think Littlefinger's dead.
Is that how
dead.
The rules work in this
They have to kill to take them? I didn't know they had to kill
yeah,
to take them.
They just were good at, like, wax work.
No,
or
they're taking their faces off.
Well, I know she did say that she takes their faces off, but there was when you think back to the other season where she was training, she didn't actually kill each time she did that, though. It was
magic. Hold on. Think about it. Like earlier when Sansa was going through Arya's stuff.
Yeah.
They were all faces of somebody that Arya has already killed.
Killed. True.
I don't know. So. Well, who knows? Maybe she didn't kill Littlefinger. Who knows?
It is really weird. I mean, that
because
situation.
Yeah, because Littlefinger sent her off.
All I'm saying is Littlefinger may have desires to get the throne.
Oh, absolutely.
But he
absolutely.
has to go through somebody. He can't just murder everyone to get to the top. Yeah. He has to pair up with someone, and he's trying to pair up with Sansa. So he's probably trying to win her favor by at least giving some, if not ill-intended, good advice. Every once in a while to throw her a bone so that she actually begins to trust him.
Yeah, frozen agents has to obtain their face. They have to kill him. Yeah, so you have to kill him.
Yeah.
I do think Arya is being like completely a dick about that, though. I mean, that's your sister. Seriously, come on. You're tripping balls.
Nothing that Arya is doing it serves no purpose about anything at all. It's not helping further anyone's anything.
As far as we know.
I think she's just angry.
But nothing she does has ever done anything smart. It's just always she's
revenge.
Angry. She has
revenge.
A list of people she wants to kill,
well,
and
she just
flies off the handle.
I will counter this with the entire Bran storyline. I'm like, why the fuck is this a thing? Why? And then you finally realize, the whole three-eyed raven thing. Like, I'm like, why is this guy still alive?
There's a theory going out there. This is just a theory, so I don't know what to spoil. Just a theory that Bran is the White King. that
the Night King.
The Night King, sorry, that he is. And they even changed the actor. I don't know if you noticed this season, and the actor's nose in this season looks way more like Bran's. And the theory is, oh, is that since Bran, we show, can't control things in the past and the future, like Hodor and stuff like that, that that is just future Bran.
The idea is that
Bran... That hurts my heart.
That's why he could see him.
The idea is that Bran keeps going back in time further and further to try to prevent the White Walkers from winning.
And then he becomes
And
him.
Then he actually... Yeah. And then he wargs into the original Wight or White that becomes the Night King. And unlike when he warged into Hodor and got out in time, he wasn't able to get out in time and got trapped in the Night King's body. And
that's
been
a theory. Now we don't know if it's real
or
not.
It's a theory,
that's
but
that's
theory.
Not well, bad. But I don't think it's that many layers deep. But you never know with the show.
It makes sense to me because last episode, not the one Sunday, but the one before, I remember Bran and then a bunch of crows flying, and the way they made it look like was the crows were coming from the Night King or going towards the Night King. They connected it to the Night King, so I think she.
We've also seen where the Night King breaks Bran's telepathic connection.
Yes, that's the scene I'm talking about.
So
yeah.
Bran can't look at the Night King, or like he can't handle being around him. And maybe it's because it's that time travel rule.
Well, look at the picture that Mitchell just put in the chat room.
It's crazy.
Well, you know what would make more sense was if he is controlling the Night King. Let's say if he could see the future and he saw everyone dying because everyone wants the throne. What if he's controlling the Night King just to do this entire thing of everyone being unified for the sake of a greater enemy?
No unity.
Because they even brought up the point about how come every single White Walker died except for one.
Look at that.
That they needed.
Bran looks
that one White Walker wasn't turned by that guy. He must have been turned by
someone
else.
They even said that. Like, they said it in the episode. Turn up the volume.
Okay, sure.
I think they might actually address it right here. Yeah, maybe not right here.
By the way, and then they send what's-his-face to go a basically marathon run back to the wall. And this is where people
were
mad.
Short-haired guy, yeah.
To CrossFit his way through with the stuff.
Yeah, people were mad because they say that, you know...
Again, how far up... In the north, did they get before they had to send?
Yeah, Maria, I was
back?
Actually with you earlier when you were saying it felt like they were doing it for days, but maybe they were only doing it for a couple of hours. The army is.
I think they just did it for a day because he doesn't get there until the following day. You see all of them in the middle of this frozen lake island thing.
And
they
the
fall asleep
died.
And wake
no,
up
he
the next
gets
day.
Her, he
the
gets her. The, he gets her the same day. No, he didn't die. He gets her the.
No, I'm
she
sorry.
Means man bun guy yeah. died because he
oh,
didn't
yeah,
make
he
it
did.
Through the night. When the,
yeah, he that. Did die. He did die. And by the way, I'm thinking to myself, why didn't you light your fire sword to keep you warm at night? You have
yes!
fire swords.
Thank
but
you.
Now, in this scene here, they're running on the thin ice, and this scene when the walkers, White Walkers, start falling into the ice, I thought that was so cool. Because they just kept walking, and then they realized, oh, shit, we should stop.
So right before...
Yeah, they just surround and just basically go, hey... All we got to do is just wait till it freezes over entirely by nightfall.
The scene
I didn't
right
know rotted brains have intelligence.
The main dude told him to stop.
The scene before this, when we first see the White Walkers, they were walking towards a babbling brook where there was a fire smoldering out. And at that point, I had even said, how the fuck is there still running water this far
because
north
it was
above
still
the wall?
Thin, yeah.
And then I realized, oh, they were trying to introduce the fact that it is not completely frozen over yet because in the next scene they break through thin ice. So obviously it's not full on winter. It's still kind of sort of winter is coming almost here.
Winter is here, but it's early winter.
And the other thing, and it goes back to the whole thing about how long were they walking? They're not that far past the wall.
Yeah, because that guy just ran.
Because they're not in like deep ass frozen. You know, in the tundra, like they're not that far away,
right?
So Gendry here,
brand thing.
Gendry here is now the CrossFit champion of the world because he just runs all the way back to the wall in one take.
And his crew cut.
It reminds me of the very first marathon where this dude from Greece dies getting back to send the message that the war is over.
Yeah.
The war started. That had to have been a Greek.
Okay, but look, but just so you could see how much time does pass, the guy started running when it was still light out. Yeah. Now it's night out. So it took him till nighttime to see the wall, and he won't make it to the wall until daylight again the following day.
Got
to
be at least 12
hours.
So
he was out a long time.
He was probably running for about 3 or 4 hours.
He's still running. There he is, still running.
Which is about the length of a marathon runner at a decent pace. However, he's running in full snow gear up and down mountains. That's impressive as shit.
There's also dragons, so we
can assume that they are maybe like what 25 miles past the wall,
right?
At most, at
I can't even imagine even being able to run that far in the cold. I mean, first of all, how is there like snowshoes and fur not getting soaking wet and then freezing to where I just don't know? Like that's I know it's a movie and everything, but come on.
This running part didn't get me. What got me was is. How fast and nonstop are these birds?
<That's what I'm saying.
laughs> Because Jon Snow had to sail. Jon Snow had to sail for days.
Babe, they're magic ravens.
These birds made it there in 72 minutes.
And the bird didn't get hungry along the way and stop and eat worms or whatever birds do.
Or the bird didn't realize that it's a bird and like, I don't need to take this piece of paper. I'm tired. I'm just chill right here.
He's going to get paid in bird food. That he doesn't have to hunt on his own.
I'm sure the bird gets rewards for delivering the message. Yeah.
Like dolphins. Yeah.
In this world, I think birds are similar to dogs. When you give them treats, they do tasks for you.
But like they just flew nonstop.
Man, this scene stressed me out so bad because I'm sitting here going, who do I want to die the least? And
Hold on. Okay, so Royce, can you describe what we're watching right now?
Yeah, I'll turn it up a bit. They're on Brooding Island, as I call it here, with the with all the White Walkers surrounding them, and they find out that what's his face died because of zombie bear injuries.
Right, and so now they're like, ah, fuck, we gotta burn him, or
otherwise he's gonna turn.
Yeah, he's gonna turn to one of them. I cannot believe that the entire White Walker army is just fucking standing there waiting.
But this is the ice to freeze over.
But this is what bothers me. They have a hammer. And they have fire swords. They could have kept this ice perpetually broken and melted for as long as they needed.
Yeah, they could have cut like an iceberg.
Like, why didn't they just like keep like melting the ice with the fire and just keep hitting it with hammers?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know if you remember, but like, we'll see the scene when it comes up. But when he actually does hit the ice, they fell into the water and they got right back out because they're the undead. So,
but how come they didn't get out of the first time they fell in?
Yeah, well, then why didn't they just run out now? Like, hey, we're the undead. We can swim. Like, why didn't they just...
What a horrible lot in life. You didn't even get to pick that.
Maybe the answer is that Bran is controlling the Night King. And back to what I said, he don't want to hurt his brother. Because his brother managed to escape again out of the freaking
underwater. Does the fire sword have a finite amount of fire? Because that fire sword should have been lit up all night to keep him warm and stuff. Like, maybe dude would have lived that he didn't die of hypothermia if they had this fire sword going. Like, I don't understand the reason. It's only going to melt more ice. What's the reason not to have the fire sword going at all times?
Yeah.
That's a very good
question.
The
Bran theory really makes so much sense emotionally, because remember when he was talking to Sansa and he was like, I don't care. I don't want to be part of that. I don't like that. He's so emotionally disconnected from anything to do with the North, saving the North and all that stuff. It makes total sense.
I love that the White Walkers are basically, they're dead. So they have all the time in the world and they're literally waiting for the ice to harden. Even they're not even trying to attempt when it might be semi-hard.
Right.
They're just like, nah, it's cool. We got time.
Yeah, we'll got just all day.
Like, I'm not going to get hungry or have to take a shit. I'll just keep standing here. Eventually, we'll feel comfortable with this ice being completely frozen over.
Who was the people like that you wanted to like die the least? Like the person that you were rooting for the most where you just couldn't handle
it? Yeah, that's all we were talking about. Someone's going to die.
The Hound?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they knew the Hound wasn't going to die because the Hound has to at least fight or kill the Mountain. That's my point.
That's the one I wanted to die the least.
Like, other than Snow, because we know like he has to go on for the story, but like other than him, what about you, Royce?
I mean, I mean, I didn't think any of them were going to die, to be honest with you.
I don't want Tormund dying.
And I'll say why.
I love Tormund.
I'll say why.
Yeah.
Only because all their storylines still aren't complete. Like, there's some, like, Tormund and Brienne, like, they weren't going to end that because they've been setting that up for too long. Jon Snow, they've been setting up him and Dany too long.
Right.
Like, I honestly thought everybody on this iceberg is
Tormund
is
dead. Tormund is dead before he ever gets Brienne, because they love killing people when you get invested in a character.
By the way,
Tormund,
so let me
expendable.
Ask this.
That hurt my heart when he died.
Like the five horsemen of the apocalypse, like the dudes in charge with the javelins, they were able to aim and kill a dragon mid-flight. They could have thrown all their spears and killed Jon Snow and anyone else on there. They would have been dead a long time ago.
Wouldn't you want a dragon if you could make him a zombie?
Yeah, but the point to get him is to kill the people. Is to kill the people, I guess.
Right,
they're
going
to kill Jon Snow.
Because if you have a zombie dragon, it's not just about the people right there. It's about the whole world.
Ryan. Those guys don't know they have dragons, though. They're just white.
Ryan,
how will they know there's dragons?
Hold on, guys. Hold on. This goes back to the theory that Bran is the Ice King because he knows there's dragons. I need to get me a nice
fire and ice.
This theory
fire
is
and
awesome.
Ice. Because the dragon is fire and Bran is ice. Well, and now we have a zombie dragon.
Well, remember when Jon Snow brought Daenerys down and showed her like the paintings on the wall, it was the same Night King. So that Night King has been around forever, but and the Night King knows there's dragons.
Yeah.
Or reincarnation. Maybe Bran's reincarnated and the Night King's always been around and he just picks a new human.
Listen, the Night King has, again, the Night King has all the time in the world. He doesn't need to kill anybody in a timely fashion in the order in which we see fit. If he feels like getting a dragon, he'll fucking wait forever and a day to get a fucking dragon.
But like, you knew the second that he shot that dragon that that was exactly what he was going to do.
Oh, yeah. There was no surprise at the end when he turned it, when the eye turned blue. Like, as soon as he killed the dragon, you're like, oh, great. Now they got a zombie dragon.
Okay, here's the question. Does that dragon breathe fire or ice?
Ice.
I don't know.
Has to be ice because it's a story of fire and ice. It's the story of fire and ice.
I know that was the original book title, but
dry ice. Dry ice.
Just a lot of smoke.
I mean, probably for the movie they might, or for the TV show they might make him shoot fire, but I think biologically it'd still shoot fire.
Shut up. It's going to be ice.
Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know.
It's just
like,
a zombie,
I agree. I tend to agree with Royce. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, if the whole thing is. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess he still would have his little fire apparatus in his throat. I don't know.
I think he's shooting out whatever blue shit comes out of.
Right, right.
Whatever the blue
maybe
shit
it's
is.
Blue fire.
It's magic blue fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But God, man, I would do anything to have a dragon like that. But especially a zombie dragon, you know, you could take over the world. Seriously.
Now, does anyone?
This Avengers gonna run.
Anyone curious where the fuck?
No,
anyone fucking curious where Ghost is at this point?
That's all my mom will talk about is where the fuck the dog is.
Jon Snow's dog.
One of the dire
wolves. The dire wolf. The white, Jon Snow's white dire wolf.
Yeah,
because he hasn't died yet. He just kind of disappeared in like season 5, right?
We just didn't see Ghost again.
And we saw Arya's, which was pissed at her and just kind of went away.
Yeah.
All right, another terrible idea happening right now is Dany's took all three of her dragons with her so that she could lose one.
Well, luckily
she got the freaking the raven that said there's a billion dead people. She needs more than one dragon.
If she had only taken one dragon, then that one would have been the one that got shot down. So, and she'd have been on it. So, I mean, I don't know. And you don't know how many White Walkers you're facing. I would have taken all three.
This is what bothers me about
it's
Daenerys.
It's like taking a dog for a walk. I mean, you have to give him some exercise every once in a while, like all three of them.
This is what bothers me about Daenerys. Why are you holding on to it? Like, why aren't you just making like a stable? Make yourself comfortable. Put a rope.
Like a
seat. Something,
like
dude. You're just holding on to this reptile skin.
Yeah. And how could you hold on?
And here you have the Hound throwing rocks, and he's the one that helps him figure out that it's frozen.
Right.
As soon as he threw the first one, I'm like, "Don't fucking do it! Don't!" I was yelling at him.
We were all yelling collectively.
Yeah, and by the way. Everyone knows people with really skinny legs and big shoes like that.
Collectively, 16 million people yelled at the Hound as he was throwing rocks at the White Walkers. And that is the creepiest. Someone should get an award for that sound effect of the rusty sword going across the ice.
It's like the Silent Hill.
Oh, my God. That was the scariest sound.
That big axe thing.
That right there is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. More so than the zombie.
Oh my god.
The zombie bear.
Can we watch this episode again? This is so crazy.
Can we pause for a second about that? This show has the budget to make blockbuster movie type quality in a TV show. Like between the animation of the dragons, what we just saw right there, it's just insanity.
I know. Gosh, man, I was on the edge. I couldn't decide if I should stand up or sit down.
I was standing right here. Yeah, right now I was standing during this part of the show, and I didn't sit down till the end of it. Because at this point, all I was screaming is, where the fuck are you, Danny?
Yes, me too.
Because I'm like, please, Danny, get here, Danny. Oh, hammer time.
You should have been doing that the whole time.
I know that. It kept bothering me so much. I'm like, keep hitting the ice.
That kind of bothered me, too, until I saw them crawl out of it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's why.
If there was enough broken ice, they couldn't crawl out of it.
But here was the thing.
Very good point.
So the ice that has been left, the frozen ice that has been left alone for God knows how long, broke the first time they started running towards them. And now, after 12 hours of lightly freezing over, it's holding up this time.
No. They're coming. They're coming
just
in waves.
A little bit at a time.
They're coming in waves.
They tested the water out literally by walking one at
two
a time,
two or three at a time,
and then two or three at a time, and then four or five at a time.
Right, because
and they were like, "Oh, okay, this will work."
Well, let me ask Mitch, because you live somewhere similar. If a lake, if a frozen lake breaks.
Nice.
12 hours later, is it already good to go?
You only need 2 or 3 inches, two inches of ice to walk on.
How fast would 2 inches freeze?
Well, I mean, when you get this big of an this big of a group, you'd probably need 4 or 5 inches. But I mean, you could technically get that much ice depending on how cold it is.
Here's the thing, though, dude. In this world,
like in a couple hours, or
maybe. The reason why all the White Walkers were standing in a circle at the edge of the ice was because they were actually making it cold and freezing it with their feet.
Let's not be the people online that are making like mathematical equations of how fast the ravens would have taken to get from A to B. Like, there's people online doing that
too
right
much.
Now.
Okay, the fact that we've been talking about this is a world that where the seasons last for years. There's dragons that exist, and you guys are talking about how long it takes for ice to freeze over.
But no, I'm not being silly.
Legit question.
I'm not being silly. Like, the White Walkers bring cold with them, right? Maybe they were actually freezing the ice over. Maybe that's what they were doing when they were just standing there.
I was having a heart attack right here when I thought he was going to die.
I know. Yeah. I was like, please don't. Torment.
I love how the hound saved them, too.
And I had told Ryan, we're going to be best friends. Before all this even happened, when they're gonna
Eiffel Tower, what's her face?
Brianna Tarth.
Yes. Remember when they had that banter back and forth where they acted like where the Hound acted like he hated him?
The Hound acts like he hates everyone. Yeah. The Hound.
Well, no, but that's how he shows love. It's like Royce Lopez Sr.
He's just
that's
grumpy.
The Hound.
He's just grumpy. That's all. But you're right that this is just the most nail biting fight scene.
Yes.
By the way, the music was great, too.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse. And, like, every 2 seconds you get hope and then not hope and then a little hope and then not hope. And then things like that happen where they just
There's
get
the
eaten.
Extra.
The extra, yeah.
And then John falls
red shirt,
and you're like,
red shirt
ah!
died. I actually thought they killed Jon Snow. I'm like, okay, this is fitting.
Just to throw you through a loop, right?
Right there, though, Jon Snow's face when he saw that and he goes, we're done. It's over. He gave up right there. He didn't care anymore.
Like, I wish the actual person who plays him was as awesome as Jon Snow, but I heard he's a dick.
Oh, yeah,
in
the
real
actor
life.
Kit Harington's a dick.
I found a chart.
Really?
Yeah, that bums me out.
Where did you read that, in like one anywhere. Article or multiple?
No, you could read it anywhere. Yeah. He's supposedly just
like
a complete
he's a diva.
Tool.
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
I know. It's a bummer because you really love him. I love him the most on this show. Like,
okay,
he's
don't think about him. Just think about the character.
See, yeah, exactly.
When I was watching this and I saw John.
Here it is. Dragon time.
Dragon time.
Woo!
The first time.
I was standing and screaming.
Me watching John Snow. standing there looking at how desperate a situation it was, that was when I was recognizing the dragon is going to come right now, because this is such a cliche moment. Like, just before the person gives up, then the backup reinforcements come.
Because there's nothing else they can do.
Well, here's the thing. They did the same thing with the War of the Bastards.
CGI looks great. Coming in. CGI looks great.
They did the exact same thing.
Who had time?
But here's the thing. We like that formula.
Who had time?
It's good.
Who had time?
Because humanity has a kind spirit at the end of the day. You want them to, like, survive.
Who had time to sew Dernys a fuzzy outfit for this war scene?
Maybe that's where Wolf is.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Because she kept saying, there's nothing going on above the wall. No one was making her that coat.
But it's winter everywhere right now.
Not down south where she was.
Not really. If you look at like the scenes when they were down there.
Oh, here it is. Javelin ice throw.
But it's not.
Javelin ice throw.
Hold on. Right. Stop.
Here it is. Here's where I fucking screamed.
I know. Yes!
Like a girl. I screamed like a girl.
Fucking one shot. One take.
Yo, get on the fucking dragon. What the fuck are you doing?
But it's like, you know what it is? It's like in an RPG when a level 70 player fights a level 10 player.
Yep.
Like, it's just, even with his basic weapon, he'll just destroy you.
Yeah, and you're like, why aren't you looking around?
Yeah.
Look around. Like, why are you just doing that?
Here it is. Here it is. Kobe.
No, no, no.
Kobe.
No,
no.
Well, he had perfect form.
He must
saw that, like, hands up straight, like, back arch.
Like, your, like, denial face. She's like, that's not even happening.
By the way, the verified U.S. Olympic javelin team tweeted out at Game of Thrones, can we please get the contact info?
Perfect form
of the I swear to God, they tweeted out, can we please get the contact info of the Night King? Because we would like to ask him to join this year's team.
Oh, look at him go down. Oh, my God. Oh,
don't worry. He'll be back.
I know, but he's going to be bad, and here's can't help it. Okay. It's not his fault.
Here's the other question. So, again, this has to be Bronn, who has to know that there's dragons, because were they really just walking prepared on the off chance that they needed six really big chains?
Yeah,
that was another.
Dude, he has a 500,000 undead people. Like, why wouldn't he have stuff around?
Half a million people weren't pulling it up.
That was another big gripe on the internet. Was where the fuck did all those White Walkers get those chains? It's not like they had pockets.
Oh my God!
No, they got them at Hard Home Depot.
Yes. Yeah.
He sent some people back, and he said, "Go get me those big ass chains that we have."
Wester Lowe's.
Wester Lowe's.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Woo.
Dutch.
Oh, my God.
Congrats.
He would have never been able to come up with it if he still had that beard.
Buddy. Buy two dragon games.
Funnier?
Buy two dragon chains. Get the third one free.
Awful. Dude, I really feel like I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah, that dragon dying was the worst thing ever.
Yeah, no, the saddest part was looking at the two dragon brothers, noticing that its other dragon brother was dead. I didn't care about Danny. I cared about the dragons recognizing that they lost one of the dragons.
Here's the one thing that I said to my sister last week when we got off watching the show from last week. I was like, hey, we're going to have a major death next week. I didn't think it was going to be one of the dragons. I thought it was going to be like an actual character. I was like, oh, my God, somebody died.
That made me sadder.
I didn't actually care about it.
Again, you know, maybe I'm looking common sense too much into this, but it's like, as soon as they got to a safe place, why didn't Jon Snow say, hey, let's turn around real quick, because if we kill the dudes on the horses, everything's fine. Let's just really quick loop back around with the dragon and kill the ones on the horses.
Kill the dudes on the horses. I mean, like, even though they had the spears, they're probably going to miss one or two of us, but at least
okay, wait, stop. So many people thought right there that the eye on the head, excuse me, the eye of the Jon Snow's sword opened up when he came out of the water.
No, that was just shine. It was just glare.
lot of people said that the eyes opened up.
It's just glare.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
They're reading into it.
No, HBO right now, confirmed that that's not true.
Oh, really?
They confirmed it's not true.
Okay.
I wondered what was going to happen to Jon Snow because he's already dead.
He doesn't
dead.
Even look that way.
Like, can he even die again?
Yeah, he could die again because the other dude died six times, but they just kept bringing
six
him back.
Six times, right.
But as long as, like, a Red Queen or someone that could resurrect you, sir, I guess they could keep bringing you back.
Did anyone else think of Shaun of the Dead when they saw Jon Snow kind of hobbling away, like he was trying to pretend like he was a White Walker just walking in the other direction? Like, pay no attention to this dude walking away from everyone else.
They did look at him, though. Didn't they all turn and look at him walking?
Look at the video. Yeah, it's on right now. Yeah, yeah.
No, they all started coming. They recognized, but I felt like Jon Snow was trying to pretend to be them.
He pulls up his sword here, and then all of a sudden, Uncle Benji, out of nowhere, with his fucking flaming mace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question about this.
Okay.
Why didn't he just get on the horse with him?
Do you watch the show on HBO?
Because
do you watch the show thing?
Because he can't travel past the wall because of the magic stuff.
No, they talked about the symbolism of a sacrifice.
The showrunner said that he, because, you know, it's funny, Lee and I, we started watching it from episode one recently, right. And the last episode we saw was in season one was with his uncle,
right?
And how he's just, and he was talking about how he doesn't have a purpose, how he's just a ranger and he has to go out there. So the showrunners after this episode said that you could see like he wanted to die, like he found his purpose, he served his purpose, and now it's time for him to die.
Okay, yeah, because he was half White Walker anyway.
In the way that Jon sacrificed himself for his squad, that's, you know, Jon.
Well, he was forced into that. This guy wasn't forced into. It's either me or him. Why didn't you just get on the? Because
that's
I don't
why
know
Jon
if you
didn't...
know, but horses are faster than people, especially undead people.
Here's why that
sacrifice. I feel like they both could have gotten away.
What I was getting at
maybe
was
that's
like,
where they got the some of the chain from.
Jon couldn't deny, like, even though that's his uncle, Jon couldn't be like, no, don't do this, because Jon just did that. And when they went over this, Jon just did that for his squad. So that's what Uncle Benji's doing for him. So
here is why sacrificing yourself is the stupidest thing ever. Because when you die, then you join the White Walker army and you're fighting against the guy that you were trying to save.
Unless you say
if they kill
you.
Hold on.
Here's what he should have done. If he was actually going to sacrifice himself, after he put him on, he should have set himself on fire like a Hindu,
light yourself on fire.
Priest, Buddhist priest, and just set himself on fire like self-immolation. Then that's actually sacrificing yourself because you were not now one of their army.
Yes.
But I thought you could only become a White Walker if a White Walker
killed
you.
No, they're raising everyone from the dead. If you're dead, they can raise you.
Yeah, they can raise anyone.
So, but you just have to be like in the area, like, or is it just anybody anywhere?
They'll just raise you.
A White Walker could walk up to any dead person anywhere and resurrect them.
Got it. Okay.
Did you ever play Warcraft as a kid?
Nope.
So you have a necromancer.
No, I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. Everything was bad.
So here we have Jorah finally thinking maybe he's out of the friend zone because Jon Snow's not coming back.
He's not.
Well, he's gonna fuck his auntie.
So now you see the dragons kind of mourning.
Dude, I would get mad if those two hooked up.
Whatever. It's not the worst thing.
I'd rather see her and Jon Snow hook up, even though I know they're related.
Oh, you're talking about Ser Jorah?
Yeah.
Yeah, ew.
Jorah the Explorer.
Yeah, no. He's in love with her for sure, but yeah, ew, no.
Well, he said as much.
Yeah, so but now she's not going to be into him.
Now, here's the thing, is that now that she finally recognizes... She recognizes, oh, shitballs, this
is
a problem.
Look at old knock-kneed horse coming in over there. Did you see his knees? He's like, click, click, click.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Like, the horse had a harder time running there than the kid did.
I know.
The horse is hobbling, and the kid just
like,
gunned it.
Jesus Christ, man. This is like a 24-hour run.
Yeah, the horse is like, man, if I was only had two legs, I'd never make it.
Cross sprinter guy with a hammer was a lot more tough than I am.
So I didn't understand.
Should win an Emmy for this part. Gosh.
I don't understand why
his abs are so nice.
Ser Davos cut Jon Snow off before Jon Snow said that he had died in front of Dany. But now we finally see Dany seeing the proof that he was stabbed several times.
Yeah,
and
I think she believed it from the start. That's why she asked about it.
Right. She wouldn't have brought it up if she didn't think, like, I feel like you've been killed before.
Yeah, she knows what magic is. She freaking had stone dragon
has
eggs.
Dragons.
That she, yeah.
She has dragons. She knows
she's been
magic
burned
is
twice.
Yeah. I think she believed it from the start. But gosh, man, seeing that scene between the two of them in the ship was like, whoa. I want to have that experience.
Well, the point I was trying to make was I believe that she believed it, but she didn't know how or yeah why Jon Snow died. And I think reality set in for her at that moment that Jon Snow was stabbed several times. And I think she was starting to put two and two together on that. Like, he was actually
like there's a reason.
Yeah, like, oh, maybe there was a reason why he didn't feel like telling you that story. Oh, it was because he's backstabbed by his own people.
Yeah.
I like how Arya decided she was going to pack light, bring her overnight bag, and only two severed faces. And
two severed faces inside of her laptop bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see that fucking thing?
Yeah.
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 Excuse you, it's a European carry-all.
Yeah.
Yeah, laptop bag. You said it.
God, man, Arya's being a prick.
Arya's being a creep right
she
here.
She really is being cunty, and I don't know why. Yeah. Like, there's yeah no reason. I think she just has this bitterness. She's went through this nonsense. She sees her older sister, who she's always kind of despised, and then that old yep feeling, it feels like yep it's coming back. So.
Me and Ryan watched season one recently.
Ryan and I.
Whatever. Me and Ryan watched that. And Arya, you know, remember when they were knitting, doing the in the circle, knitting their own clothes? She was staring at her sister Sansa like, God, why do you have to be the best at everything? And
yeah, while watching the stuff over from season one's crazy because like they've been setting everything up from the beginning. She was looking at her with mm-hmm disgust in like four different
jealousy
times the whole time, yeah, all the way from like the first couple episodes.
And I think that's what it is that what the writers are doing now, because it's not part of the book anymore, that they're bringing back, harkening back to their relationship to the first season, and then creating this weirdness that I still can't figure out where they're going to go with it, but I'm excited.
Mark,
this poor girl. She turned out so ugly.
Marco in the YouTube chat says that's Walder Frey's face that was in the laptop bag. The second one she pulled off.
I assumed.
Yes, yeah, yes it was.
Yeah. In the laptop bag.
Yeah. I assumed one of those was Walder Frey's.
Yeah, because yeah, remember when she... When didn't she just she trick a bunch of people? Did I see that or was I dreaming?
That's what we just said. Walder Frey's.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on, keep
up.
Put
her
on
and kill everybody.
Sorry.
Poison. Anyways. So
at this point, Sansa's thinking, oh my God, my sister's a serial killer.
Yep.
Right.
Which she kind of is a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of is.
She poisoned like 50 people.
What happened to the man of many faces? Did he die or is he still alive? I don't remember.
He let go. He was like.
But he's still alive though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
He's the many faced god. He can be whoever he wants to do.
Yeah, he's not the many faced god. He serves the many faced god. How dare
he serves
you?
Them.
You mean Chris? Like Chris Cornell face? Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my God, he does look like Chris yeah Cornell.
And what's the story with Jon Snow's uncle again? Why is he half White Walker? What's that whole thing?
The,
I couldn't remember.
The people of the forest saved him mid transformation, I believe, is what happened.
Yes,
buddy.
Oh, that was in the game I played, the Telltale series game of Thrones. The yeah they have a. No,
yeah, they go off on all the side
yeah
stories from the
yeah
books.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's good.
It really is.
What a power
I'm sure
play.
It is, but we're about to wrap the show up.
What a
so
power
I don't
play.
Want to talk about app games.
What about
what?
It's not an app game. It's an Xbox game.
I was going to
you
say.
You
want to
do this right now? We're going to fight right now.
Come on. Hey, we're almost done with the episode. Focus.
What a power play in Sansa giving, or Arya giving Sansa the knife. After she did that kind of a speech, like, go ahead, try to get me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Head. Like, do it. Do it.
Oh, hold on. Can we pull this up? I want to hear this. I don't know if we get kicked off YouTube, but I want to hear this interaction between Danny and Jon Snow.
He wakes up and immediately says, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
How sweet.
By the way, how sexy are both of them?
Oh, my God.
I know.
I want them to fuck so bad, but I know one of them's... I know they're related, so I don't want it.
No,
so you want it even more.
I kind of want. Yeah.
No, in the Mary fuck
distant relation.
In the Mary fuck kill game of life, I just want to see them married. I don't even like. I just need them to be real love and respect for each other. I don't even need it to be a sexual thing.
You have to see it tonight.
We've seen a lot of just overt sex.
No, I know. They're both very good-hearted, pure people. That's the thing. And then just to see that is...
on my children.
Everybody's see, drawn to it.
Jon Snow already got to fuck a White Walker. Now he has to marry a queen. And he has to kill Cersei.
Well, she did all three to Khal Drogo.
We'll do it together.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
You have my word.
In the butt.
Oh, and here it goes.
Thank you, Danny.
I have a boner now.
Danny. Hold on.
Did you just call me Danny, bro?
Here's the last person who called me that. I'm not sure. Was it my brother?
Probably Chris Hardwick.
Mm. Not the company you want to keep.
All right. Not Danny.
We're whispering, so this is deep.
Well, this is the deathbed scene where they profess their love to each other.
Oh, you talked over all of it.
Exactly.
I know. Bend the knee, but...
What about those who swore allegiance to you?
They'll come to see you for what you are.
So he bend the knee without actually doing the physical action. Like, that's the perfect part with the guy like him.
Look at them. Oh, my God. See, that just goes to show you, like, love is love. No one really cares if they're aunt and nephew. No one cares.
I mean, not in this show, they don't.
Oh, my God. Look at them.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, Sansa and, I mean, Cersei and
Jaime. Cersei was blowing Jaime two episodes ago.
Yeah, they're brother and sister.
That's too much.
This is, like, nothing compared to what
I have. I have a prediction. These two are going to make out. Not fuck, but I feel like they're going to make out. Who wants to bet me that that's going to happen?
Yeah, because the fire and ice baby, they have to get together. I mean, there's...
No. I'm not saying fucking, no. I think it's going to be like a Luke and Leia situation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Make out, and then they realize because fucking Fatso, who's at the library, is going to come out and say, hey, by the way, you guys are related. Oh, my God.
Like, you know, damn it.
So it's a Luke and Leia situation. Who wants to bet the odds that that's not going to happen? I have $50 that that's going to happen at least one point before this entire show is over. Who wants to bet me?
I don't think it's.
I would if I had a job.
I don't think they care.
This is what I'm trying to figure out, right?
Here's the scene you guys thought was awful.
But no, here's what I'm trying to figure out. So, because he didn't pay attention to her, Samwell, you know, when she was reading. But let's say eventually he reads it. The only thing it says is that he got divorced and then remarried and had a kid. But as far as Jon Snow and everyone else knows, Eddard Stark is his dad. So how there's still no information in there explaining that where Jon Snow came from. So
they wouldn't have put that in if they didn't want it to be a story point.
Bran, but you know how this show is. They lead you to think one thing, and then all of a sudden they're like,
Bran. Bran is the answer. Bran walked back into time and watched the baby being born and knows who Jon Snow's dad is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bran knows.
Oh, wait a minute. What season was that in? I got to watch that over again.
Last season. It was four? Last season?
Not only that, but it was important enough to know that Bran was so good at working into that body that he actually had his dad turn around.
Now, here's the...
Yes! That's right. She's right. Oh, my God.
Here's the dragon turning into a Yu-Gi-Oh! Blue Eyes White Dragon.
No. Leave the dead alone.
It's so funny that they use blue and white as evil in this, because blue and white are always the symbol of good.
You're right. They're always evil in everything as far as all paths of life, as far as history goes. White people are awful. You're right. Purity's awful.
Now,
dare you be white?
Let's watch the trailer for next week's. Right here.
There we go.
You mean the trailer that Daenerys is nowhere to be seen in?
The Unsullied.
I want to see his dick without balls.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
There's only one war that matters.
And it is here.
Oh. Fuck!
I'm so excited. Here's the thing. So notice they show every single important person except for Daenerys. What if Daenerys just wants the throne so damn bad all of this is a ruse and now she has every person going for the throne in
bad theory.
Every person who has a claim to the throne is standing in one spot. She could come with her dragon like she said a long time ago. She's going to bring the dragons over Westeros and boom, they're all Dunsky.
You think she would do that to Jon?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, but here's the thing.
He already bent the knee.
That ends five storylines all right there.
Yeah, maybe the show is dead. So sad at that moment where he was being loyal to her.
Yeah, the show is dead if she did that.
True. Money.
If you kill Cersei, Jon Snow, the Dinkles, Jaime,
Dinkles,
everybody, if you just kill them and you only have... Where do you have as right. far as the show goes? You're thinking about this in real terms rather than a show term.
Real terms just fail. Maybe she tries and it doesn't work.
Or maybe now she has the throne, but as everyone now knows, the throne is meaningless because there's an army of dead people coming.
And the Night King's going to rule the entire planet.
So we have 7 episodes of Dany fighting walkers.
Have they said how many more seasons are going to do of the show?
One.
It's 100% confirmed season is the last season. Yes.
I thought it was 8. Roy said 6 earlier, so I'm just going to go ahead and go in the middle and say 7.
Next season. 7 is like the typical like formula. I watched a documentary on this.
Next season's the last season, but there's going to be a spinoff from what I've heard.
Yeah, I hope.
No, there is, definitely. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Tune in next week for the final episode, which is going to be a long one, 80 minutes long. Any other predictions? Any other predictions next week besides with the one Ryan had?
I think Arya and Sansa are going to make up.
Really?
I hope.
And I make out.
I think Jon
incest thing.
I think
one of them's going to end up dead.
I feel like Jon Snow will eventually at some point ride the ice dragon.
I think Littlefinger sends Sansa away because he wants her safe. So now he can follow suit behind. So now that way she's going to be somewhere again where she has no one to trust except Littlefinger. She's going to get Jon Snow and Arya out of her way.
Every time.
Out of his way.
I think that Jon Snow and Sansa are both going to die. And they're going to have basically like a voting system of people who... It's like a republic or a democracy.
I think that Tyrion is going to be a traitor against Dany. I think he's going to have second thoughts with family.
How dare you disrespect the Dinkles?
That's true. He's already getting pissed, and the eunuch got in his ear already about how just keep saying it's not me doing it. And again, she didn't listen to him.
All good theories.
And you saw he didn't want his brother to die. He was, with Jaime with the dragon. He's like, move, you fool.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Next week, same time. Make sure to like our Facebook page, Game of Thrones Wieners and such. We are out of here.
Toodles.